You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Acolyte?
Star Wars has gone woke.
That's, you know what, you know when I was watching Star Wars back in the 70s, the thing that I really appreciated most about Star Wars, how it had traditional Christian?
The racial purity of Star Wars. That's what I was in it for.
It's Christian, right?
Is it just traditional? Oh, I don't know, dude. Who can say?
Anyway, trad, wife, and...
Yeah, created by trad wife George Lucas.
Famous trad wife.
Star Wars has always been politics-free until right now.
I know. You look at Star Wars and you're like, ah, the Empire, that couldn't possibly
have any
real-world allegories.
Yeah, when this made, there's a Vietnam War.
George Lucas.
Well, we better take a break from that Vietnam War to have a little think about a Star Wars.
There's an interview with George Lucas where he's like,
yeah, the Empire's a miracle.
But he was wrong.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure the trailer for The Acolyte is one of the most downvoted things on YouTube, or was for a period of time.
And that's
fucking hate this trailer. Yeah, dude.
How fragile
brother, it's embarrassing.
People hate it humiliating of the fact that they've made a Star Wars story that's focused on a woman, but they also hate it. Well, this is the real reason they hate it, wink. Is because it says that it implies that there's a Sith.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it's in The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
They say there hasn't been a Sith for 2,000 or 3,000 years or something.
Oh my God.
But the guy with the funny head. He's the funny head Jedi. Yeah.
Oh,
You know the funny head Jedi? He's got a head that kind of looks like a taint.
I want to say like Kai Bondi or something.
Yeah.
And like maybe this Sith just wasn't known about. Well, yeah, because it fits in.
It seems like the plot of this is that because it's set,
a detective movie series.
It's set like 200 years. Or
it's in 100. The High Republic.
Yeah, it's
right?
In the High Republic era,
which was a new thing. Well, I say new, but didn't they do like a relaunch with like comics and books and shit?
I don't know. Yeah, they.
I
did
know
the
there
High
are
Republic.
Like
yeah, yeah,
there
yeah,
are
yep,
like
yep, yep,
six yep. official eras now. Yeah. High Republic. Why did I start listing?
Mm-hmm.
High Republic, First Order probably is one. Old times, back when the Jedi.
Guessing before the Battle of Yavin, after the Battle of Yavin.
I don't
know. High Republic, the unknown eras.
The future,
non-canon.
I really hope Dusha's looking them up right now.
The one time when Chewbacca got beheaded.
Marvel Elseworlds.
The time they met the Transformers, I can only assume. The time they appear in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I have my back to douche. Has he found it yet? All right, I gotta
He keeps nodding with a sort of smile. That time that they made that series with maybe Seth MacFarlane that was like Family Guy Star Wars, but not the Family Guy Star Wars parodies.
Not the Blue Harvest.
No, it was called like Star Wars...
Detours.
Where they had like almost like chibi figures, but maybe they were claymation?
Who can recall, dude? Okay, how right were we?
You got the Old Republic.
Okay.
Yes.
You got the High Republic.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You got the Fall of the Jedi, which is the prequel trilogy.
Right.
Then I don't know because I can't find the next three, but I think there is three. Okay. I think there is six.
Yeah.
Hang on. This might help.
Anyway, so this takes place in the
High Republic
era,
which is 500. Do you know how the Star Wars timeline works?
No.
Like, if I hit you with years, will it make any sense to you?
Try.
Okay, so the High Republic...
Just give it a crack.
...is 500 BBY to 100 BBY.
Before Big Yavin.
Okay, you got so 2 out of 3 right.
Something battle bomb.
No, you, why would you? I'm like, you got 2 out of the 3 words right, and then you're like, I'm going to change 2 words.
Before Battle of Yavin?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
That makes sense.
So it's set.
I don't know what the Battle of Yavin is.
It's the Death Star being blown up the first time.
Who's Yavin?
Yavin 4 is the fucking. You haven't seen Star Wars, and that's okay.
Yavin.
Yavin's a planet. Moon?
Do they mean Gavin?
Yes, the Battle of Yavin.
Very funny, before the Battle of Yavin. Because to me, Yavin sounds like, you know, those like, they're not kimono, whatever those guys are, the long neck dudes.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could imagine them being a Yavin. Okay. You could either imagine them being Yavins or one of the guys like, hello, it's me, my name is Yavin.
Yeah, or Yoda. Yoda could be a Yavin.
Oh, yeah.
Yoda the Yavin.
Oh. Come on, tell me you don't love Yoda the Yavin.
I could believe that. Okay, well now I'm across it.
You're caught up?
I'm caught up on Star Wars. So it's in the High Republic era, and that's when, if I'm not mistaken, again, don't know why I'm taking point describing it. That's my bad. That's my cross to bear. That's when everything's awesome for the Jedi, right? Yeah. I mean, obviously, we'll see in this series that things aren't so awesome, but it seems like the Jedi are in power, they're ruling the galaxy, and everything's fucking hunky-dory, and then it seems like there's a growing darkness, because there's a line in the trailer where they say it's not about good and bad, it's about who has the power.
Yeah.
So I assume that there's a growing darkness being like, I don't know if the Jedi should be in charge, which is cool.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Also, it doesn't look like, I mean, yes, there's going to be Sith. But it also doesn't look like the main villains, as it were, like that person who's like, yeah, it's not about, I think it's the one saying it, the assassin. Who's
yes,
or
I think so.
Doesn't look like they are Sith.
I don't know.
It just looks like they don't like the Jedi.
Yeah, I've seen some people say online that actually, because Sith is like a group, you know what I mean? So there might just be dark side users who aren't necessarily Sith, which maybe will calm some babies down.
Well, they're not going to watch it.
No,
so.
No. It doesn't matter anyway. No, but they will watch it. Because that's what all the babies do.
No, they won't.
No, they say, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. And then they're like, oh, it was terrible. And you're like, brother.
They won't watch it.
They don't watch it.
Watch
they
it.
Consume clips on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. Or somebody will do like a 4-hour video.
Yeah.
Which is longer than the series.
Yeah.
Someone will, like a sort of, let's say a Ben Shapiro type.
Yeah, yeah.
Will maybe watch it. And then because they have such terrible media literacy, will be like, oh, this is clearly they're trying to do this, and this. And they'll watch that.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the talk.
Or some guy.
Anyone got a good Ben Shapiro voice?
We all got to try. Yeah. This is scary, but let's try.
No. What does he always keep saying?
Hypothetically.
Facts.
Yeah. We've got to talk really, really fast. Like, so hypothetically, say for example that, you know, you will for imagine that like I enjoy watching my wife getting fucked by someone else.
Yeah,
hypothetically,
yeah.
Let's say.
You're way too animated.
Yeah. Too fast.
You feel like what that feels like is like a children's TV show host is having a breakdown live. Hypothetically, imagine someone fucking my wife right now. I'm like, I don't think my kids should be watching this. But the remote's so far away.
The dog's got the remote. He's leaving the room.
He's very
okay, kid. Don't listen.
He's like very stilted.
Yeah,
but like he kind of keeps talking like this. And like
imagine
he does
if
kind of
in Star Wars, Yoda was woke. Yeah. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Mine was bad too.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Do it. You have to try.
I'm trying to think of what he sounds
like. Say hypothetically, what if Yoda was woke?
I don't associate hypothetically with them either.
It's like he uses the it was really like. Pointless $2 words.
Yeah, he's like, he'd be like anti-hypothetical. Oh, wait, no, because he's always like.
He's very verbose.
Because he'll be like, hey, this thing that is a thing, here's a thing that's similar but different, but I'm going to say it's the same, and now you have to argue against this thing that's different that I've said's the same, so that then your argument seems wrong, even though I'm the idiot.
Yes, yeah.
It's a classic Ben Shapiro move.
But I don't think that the losers are going to be watching Ben Shapiro. I think more likely they're going to be watching some guy named, like, Borgie65, who streams for 12 hours a day, who's just going to be watching the trailer talking shit, and then and that's all they consume.
Like screaming at, oh, my, how dare they go?
Not even that animated. Voice. They're always, like, sitting back like this, and they're like, woke garbage. It's terrible. Look at this shit. Yeah, man. This is how they're wrecking your minds.
Star Wars.
Thanks for the sub, dude. Thanks for the sub.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, man.
Well, there's that. There is like.
Yeah. least be like, you know, the pretense that you're on too much coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Explains why instead your brain's so like fried and on bugs.
And they're always in just like not. They're always very nude somehow.
Yeah.
See, I have the opposite. The ones I get served are like in a studio with lots of shit behind them, like us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always one guy, and he's always got a beard, and he'll always be like, "Hello, my dear viewers, and welcome to another episode of Whatever My Shit's Called." And today we're looking at the death of the MCU.
Yeah, that's true.
Woke Hollywood has fucked it. Although they don't usually swear.
No.
Because they want to monetize their video.
Yeah, because
that's the only reason they care.
And swearing is like, it's against conservative values. Yeah, it's the worst thing you could possibly do. Oh, no, yeah, Ben Shapiro isn't, like, hypothetically, he's like, so let's say. So let's say you have a little green alien.
Yeah.
So let's say that he has, you know, some woke values. So let's say, and then he just keeps doing that bullshit.
Is Yoda woke? Let's explore that.
Is Yoda woke?
Okay, no, the Jedi aren't woke. That's the whole thing.
But is Yoda woke?
No.
Well, I don't know. Do
you saying he's conservative?
Mm-hmm.
Yoda.
Yes.
The little guy who eats your lunch.
The Jedi.
The guy who lives in a swamp.
The Jedi in the prequel trilogy are conservative, yes.
But is Yoda?
He is a Jedi in the prequels.
What about in the sequels?
No.
He's not grown?
No, he's gone like...
He went swamp mode.
That's true.
Yoda swings from conservative to...
centrist?
No. What's the fucking...
What's Yoda's political leaning?
I'm trying to think of the word!
Anarchist.
Who's... No, close. The other one. Not fascist. The fucking...
Libertarian.
Yes!
Yoda's a libertarian. Citizens' rights I abide by.
Driver's license you should not require.
Driving, what's the problem with? My faculties I'm in control of.
Taser put down, please.
Yoda is a libertarian, that's true.
Yeah.
Because he's gone to fucking Swamp Planet.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
No, Dagobah. Yeah.
So that he can get out of the government's thumb.
Yeah.
He was the government.
In the prequels, the Jedi are conservative.
Yeah, that's very true.
They're upholding traditional values. Yeah.
Of being a Jedi and taking kids to train.
Yeah,
indoctrinate.
And George Lucas is like, yeah, this doesn't fucking work, does it?
That's true. That's funny. Yeah. That is the message of the prequel trilogy.
No, like it is.
Yeah, I agree.
They're like, yeah, the Jedi are fucked. They got arrogant and they fucked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, and that seems like what this show
is. And then they went to war, which is, oh, what does that happen? That's almost like fucking.
Who do that?
It's making me think of a war that happened in the early
2000s. In a way, Yoda is a war criminal.
Yeah.
So you're telling me.
He acquires an army.
You're telling me that they get an army.
Right.
They fund an army through nebulous means, however what it is.
Who can say?
Then you have some imagery of, say, like, let's call them, I know they're not helicopters.
Yeah, but let's say.
Let's say if they were helicopters.
Sure. Like,
descending on a
Does that evoke any imagery
of times gone by?
R2-D2 has a jetpack in Attack of the Clones. That's pretty that's anti-woke.
Where he dropped it at some point.
Yeah.
Jetpacks to work.
Anti-jetpacks, that's what everybody needs.
Yeah.
If you want to stick it to the woke, you need an anti-jetpack. Sends you under the ground.
Exactly. I don't care. Look, Jedi, Sith, I'm just here for blaster rides.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I care about.
But yeah, so Yoda's a libertarian.
Although he wants a license for a lightsaber, doesn't he?
Does he?
Well, you got to have training.
Yeah, he's got to have training. But he's trained by someone who knows how to handle a lightsaber.
You're getting tricked again.
The government doesn't train Luke.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Yoda is a conservative, and then he swings libertarian because he's exposed to how the traditional government system does not work.
Exactly.
Traditional government, bureaucracy, no, it doesn't work. No government's the best kind of government. Yeah.
Living in the swamp.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm living in the swamp. Yes, the fascists took over. I get it.
Sure.
But you know what? I'm morally correct, I think.
Everything's good in the swamp.
My boys voted for the fascists to win.
Yeah.
It's funny that in the sequel, in the main trilogy, Yoda's like, fuck, I gotta put them back in charge.
I understand that maybe that wasn't the best thing.
Yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, God, dude.
I guess the government that led us to fascism, what if we did that again?
Yeah. See if it fixes it this time.
And that's... It didn't.
It didn't really, did it? No. Which is kind of, in a weird way, what The Last Jedi, you know, Luke's like, hey, none of this, all this stinks.
Yeah.
But the nerds, yet again, wrecked our fun.
Yeah, imagine in this world, imagine a world where Rise of Skywalker is good.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to imagine.
But let's picture it.
Okay. Let's picture a world where Rise of Skywalker, they were just like, look, we had a plan for fucking a sequel to The Last Jedi, and we're just doing it. You hate The Last Jedi,
fine. You'll deal with it. It's fine. And then it's going away like, wow, dude, Star Wars, there's new stuff. Like, they I'm so excited for the future of this
they,
franchise.
They, like, committed to doing the thing. Are you excited for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie?
Absolutely not.
Doing a movie?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm even not even that excited for Andor season 2, because I know who's getting their grubby mitts in now.
Who's getting their grubby mitts
it's
in
fucking
now?
Fucking Dingus from fucking... He's the guy who wrecked the Mandalorian, I'm pretty sure.
Dave Filoni?
Yeah, I think it's Dave Filoni.
He's the one who created the Mandalorian.
No, not Dave Filoni. They're not Dave Filoni. Someone else has got their mitts in it, and everyone's like, this is the fucking guy who put Luke and like a bunch of cameos in the Mandalorian. And now he's like, let me get my mitts in Andor, the absolutely random good thing Star Wars made, because
that's disappointing.
Like, man, the odds of Star Wars making something good, clearly, it's so hard.
Because everyone
them.
Was so focused on Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And they were able just to do their own little
thing.
They
got to get away with making Andor. It was such a flash in the pan. We'll never have it that good again.
Yeah.
What about this? This looks interesting.
The Acolyte?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks all right.
It's just like a murder mystery, and maybe that'll be good.
And because it's not tied, it's like 300 or something years before anything we know. Mm. They can't just be like, hey, here's Han Solo.
Yeah, what I'm hoping happens in it is it's less about the whole, like, growing darkness or whatever, and it's like Sith Jedi, whatever. Mm. It's like the person, the assassin, who's like hunting Jedi.
Yeah.
Maybe they're spurned by the Jedi Order, and it's just kind of like, hey, there was corruption in the Jedi Order, and that's what the person is trying to, like, you know, either hunt out or take revenge or whatever it is, because maybe they were part of the Jedi Order. Maybe they were, like, something happened and they're taking umbrage with the Jedi Order.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, hey, man, what you did wasn't great. You're not so fucking high and mighty sitting on there with your throne made of lightsaber. You're all pieces of crap as well, you know. You think you're so, like, morally good. Well, what about this, and this?
These things
I'm
are
taking
happening.
You out because you're just, you're there covering it all up thinking you're so damn good.
Do you think they'll go for, because if they do that, you got two options. You got the, like, there's corruption in the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Or you've got the Jedi Order in and of itself is no good. And I don't mean bad. Yeah. I just mean, like, there's a bunch of oversight and incompetence and the issues that come from.
I would not be shocked if this kind of hints that just to hammer home what is shown in the prequels. Because that's a thing that the Star Wars movie, Star Wars media often, everything outside of the main movies tries to do.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a lot more of it soon, focusing on the sequel trilogy. Which is they try and flesh out things to make the prequels better.
Yes.
Why people like the Clone Wars, because it makes episode 2 and episode 3 better, even though they both stink. You heard it here first. Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Stinky movies.
Anakin's fall doesn't really make sense in the movies that are presented to us. Or as in, like, it sort of does, but it feels like there's a bunch of shit missing.
Yeah.
It's just like, Obi-Wan's maybe fucking my wife. I'm going to kill children. And yes, Dark Side corrupts.
Is that something he's concerned about?
Yes.
That's, I don't remember. Well, have I seen them?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Imagine if you will. You're why.
Yeah,
he's fucking your best friend.
When he goes like lunatic.
I want to imagine that.
Yeah, he goes lunatic mode and Obi-Wan's like, what's wrong with you? And Padme's like, also, what's wrong with you? And then he's like, you have picked him over me.
Obi-Wan, he's like a stowaway, comes out of the ship and he's like, see, you were fucking in the van the whole time.
They were fucking in the vents.
Fucking in the vents.
So then but then the jump from that to time to kill kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to fathom.
Well, even just like when he realizes, like, he goes to all right. Anyway.
Yeah, I love that scene. It goes together. Okay. Oh, wow. Palpatine's, he's the Sith Lord. We should, like, take him down. Well, surely we need evidence, though. Shut the fuck up, Anakin. We're going to take him down. He then decides to just kill all those Jedi. Anakin's there like, boo? No, we need due process. We need due process.
And then he's killing.
Arise.
And then Palpatine's being killed by Mace Windu. Oh, and then Anakin's like, no, he could be good. He loves me. And then he cuts off Mace Windu's hands, who's like, what the fuck? And then he falls out the window.
Yeah, he does fall out the window.
Yeah. And so it's like, so we just don't know. We don't know how evil he could be. A good guy.
He could be a good guy.
You're jumping to conclusions. Yes, now kill the kids.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy. Maybe, do we know, did the kids have a bad vibe?
Maybe the kids bad. Yeah. I just saying.
Who can say?
But yeah, so then you get the Clone Wars coming in and trying to fix that up.
Yeah,
and at least seeing, really hammering home all the fucked up stuff that's going through Anakin's head and his corruption, whatever. Anyway, so I guess this could be doing the same thing to lead into the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what actually is happening with the Jedi.
Yeah. You see them sitting in their big ivory tower or whatever, but this is the stuff that's happening in the background. Because, I mean, both I could see happening. They're like, oh, there's a specific individual corruption in the Jedi Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Jedi Council as a whole is corrupt.
Because I don't want that to be like a, there's like corrupt Jedi or there's corruption through the Jedi Council. And then it's like, oh, it's corruption. It's the dark side. It's Sith.
Yeah,
I would
hate
that. I just want to be like, it's corruption. Oh, yeah. It's their falling. Oh, they're just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
you want that kind of like,
you're just human. This isn't some space wizardry shit. This is just you
kind
being
like
a piece of shit.
What was really good about Andor, where they're like, here's the like incremental ways that fascism just arises.
Yeah.
Fascism doesn't arise because of midichlorians.
No.
It's because of like complacency and the people in power, et cetera, et cetera. So if they can do a similar thing in this where they're like, it's not like, and not even like, oh, they're Sith. Like, I think if they're like, it's not like there's evil guys or bad guys that are corrupting the rest of the Jedi. If it's more like this specific form of government has allowed corruption to fester.
Yeah.
It's not like if we get rid of the corruption, suddenly everything will be good again. It's like, oh, we got to tear the whole fucking thing down.
Yeah.
It could be something like it's corrupt simply because of their inaction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's corrupt because they kind of look at this and being like, well, actually, it's not our place to do anything.
It's got nothing to do.
So you guys sort yourself out, even though it's like, but they're doing the terrible thing. What do you mean?
No,
we don't need to fear.
They could do something interesting there where they're like, it's like there's evil guys out there and the Jedi are like, well, they're not Sith. So.
There's no real
problem. We fight the Sith. I don't know your problem is.
I don't know if you noticed this, but there hasn't been one for like 200 years or whatever. We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Here's the official description throughout the show, which might help.
Oh, yeah. Could do.
But also often official descriptions lie to you.
But,
or like they'll be like, but so here's this intense thing, and it's like nothing you've ever seen before, and the thing, and it's not that. So this is The Acolyte is a mystery thriller that takes viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. So it's about the fall of the High Republic.
Okay, yeah, cool.
A former Padawan reunites with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes. But the forces they confront are more sinister than they ever anticipated. So it could be good because that description kind of sounds like a neo-noir.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah. Which is sick.
It's like
It's Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. What's the track record here? You know?
We sort of had that when Obi-Wan did his, you know, big old detective thing and going, Dexter. No, he's not alive. Yeah. Never mind.
But Obi-Wan kind of stunk.
No, I mean, Obi-Wan in the prequel.
Oh, right.
He was
going
to the diner and being like, man, I got this.
I got to
Do you like Russian Doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Acolyte's created by one of the creators of Russian Doll.
I really like Russian Doll. Great show.
Great
sequel got a bit messy, but still good. Second season, I mean, not sequel.
First season, though.
Oh,
and the writer's room for The Acolyte, they wanted to hire lots of different people. So they had people that were only fans of the original trilogy.
I've heard this, yes. And then some people who'd never seen Star Wars.
People that hadn't seen Star Wars, people that loved Star Wars, and then people that liked Star Wars but really loved the Dave Filoni stuff.
Okay.
Which is weird.
That's
Don't
a weird
let them
way to
talk up too much.
But no, I think it's so geeky because I've seen losers complaining as well, being like,
they hired people to do this.
Why would you hire somebody who doesn't care about Star Wars isn't going to respect the series?
Andor was made by a guy that wishes Star Wars was dead.
Yeah, but losers hate Andor.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought everyone across the board
loved
Andor.
I've seen so many people because there's people who are like, Andor is for the book readers. It's for the intellectuals. They misunderstand. Star Wars isn't about thinking. Star Wars is about when a guy goes,
Is this? Okay.
Like what, anti-intellectualism? That's what Star Wars is about?
That's what I'm hearing.
Has this resurgence of, like, reappraisal by people that weren't alive when they came out of the prequels, and now they're actually good, but they're not good.
No.
Yeah.
I was there when it happened. Yes. I've revisited them.
Yes.
They're not good.
Right.
And I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is it those people that are like, this isn't Star Wars? the people that like the people that love the prequels like the prequels more than the original trilogy because the original trilogy is slow.
As attention spans wane, you know, anti-intellectualism becomes you know sort of in vogue. Millie Bobby Brown hates watching movies.
Yeah, that's awesome though.
It's so funny. Millie Bobby Brown being like, can't pay attention to a movie.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
God bless you, Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah. I always say that. God bless you, Millie Bobby Brown.
Does Millie
Fun name to say.
Mm-hmm. Does Millie Bobby Brown know that episodes of Stranger Things now are longer than movies?
She's not watching them.
Yeah, but
she's just acting in them.
Mm.
Imagine acting in something that long.
Yeah, that's a long day at the job. You know, because you see people as well saying like, oh, old movies, I can't watch them. Nothing happens. Mm. And I feel like early, like the first Star Wars movies, I'm sure people have that opinion of.
Oh, like, yeah, give me the 30-minute cut, please.
Yeah.
Let me know, give me the person recapping it in 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
Guy on the farm, find out dad is emperor.
Shit with droids.
He's a fascist or whatever. He's got a space sword, pretty cool. Anyway, he becomes new king or some shit.
He's the new king of space. That's fucking Star Wars.
There you go. There's a gremlin in a swamp. He's libertarian.
He's a libertarian, he's not one.
So you gotta know about it.
No, but I think it's just...
Also, he makes out with his sister, and then that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then it sees, like, I don't know. And then and they take a weird turn. Where, like, the film is like, that was wrong and weird, which I don't know if I agree.
But if pornography has taught me anything, it's fucking awesome, actually.
So I don't understand what's going on.
I think what I assume it is that, like, so Andor came out, and everybody was like, oh my God, Star Wars is good again.
Yeah.
But there's a great deal of people online who were like, I am Star Wars. I'm Johnny Star Wars.
Yeah.
So when somebody says Star Wars used to be bad, they're saying I'm bad. And so Andor is the thing that says I'm bad, and if they say Andor's good, I have to defend shit like Obi-Wan or Ahsoka. Series did, by all accounts, stinky.
Yeah.
So then they're like,
half an episode.
Huh?
I only watched half an episode.
I didn't watch any of Ahsoka. I don't know. Maybe Ahsoka rocks.
Ahsoka?
I don't even care that much.
Yeah.
I don't care enough to say the name.
Ahsoka.
Yeah. What was I saying?
No. I'm making fun of you.
Ahsoka?
Yeah. Okay.
I watched Obi-Wan.
That was not good.
Yeah, it was bad.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, so fine. I assume that people, it was like I could do better things with my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not excited about Obi-Wan. I'm watching it to pass away the hours before I die. I'm watching Andor because I'm like, this has enriched my life.
Yeah, you know?
I just Googled, I like the prequels more than the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Just to see what I got. And Reddit. Yeah. I got Reddit.
Reddit.
But yeah, I don't think people.
Age group that are like, I guess, is it the young, like the Gen Z, or like Gen Alpha, or is it more like, I don't know, or Gen like X older boomers who are like, what they've done to my Star Wars.
They wrecked my Luke, yeah.
Because I don't know, is Gen Alpha and Gen Z going like, Star Wars go woke, or is that the more like boomers?
It's a great question, or even millennials. Yeah, I don't know.
So the posts I found are kind of old, but people are like very early 20s in it, so I guess they're probably like 26 now.
Okay. So I guess there's a. Yeah,
it's just because everyone thinks somebody says I like Andor, and they're like, "Well, we're fighting now." I've been drafted into the imaginary culture war. It happened.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the culture wars back when I was.
I don't remember this back in the day.
Think about it. I guess you had like, because again, we didn't have the internet, the glory days.
Yeah.
You had Star Wars v Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
in a kind of. You know, a little weird way because they both had the word star in it.
Yeah.
And you had, I guess, one had movie series.
Yeah.
You had Nintendo v PlayStation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Console Wars.
The Console Wars.
Well, you got Sega and Nintendo. Sega do what Nintendo does.
I think that the equivalent would have been like shit in high school where when Twilight became popular, it was very in vogue to be like, Twilight's fucking stupid.
I'm a 50 Shades of Grey man.
That would have been crazy to say at 15.
Dude.
What?
You guys are going to grow up. Enjoy Edward and Bella. I'm reading about Anna and Christian. Greg. Did you say Greg?
I'm reading about Anna and Greg.
Greg Gray is the funniest name you could have.
He's a very important executive. I can't stop thinking about him.
Greg Gray.
Sorry. Greg Gray. Does it not feel insane to say a grr so close to another grr?
Grr, grr.
Greg Gray.
I call him my little grr Gray.
Greg Gray. But yeah, that like I remember that where it was like cool to be like Twilight's for losers or whatever.
Yeah, when we all know now that
Twilight's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Twilight's for ballers, dude.
Yeah,
And then the problem is that I think because people believe there's this imaginary culture war going on, then the people making the shows are like, okay, I got to make it for one half of this group, or I got to try and appease everyone, and then you get fucking
it's
garbage.
It's a fucked up situation at the moment because they're not really even doing that anymore. They're just like, there's like a void of like, if you do try and do too many things or half-ass enough stuff, it just falls into this fucking canyon where the people like that are fighting in the culture war online, they hate it.
Yeah. Mm.
The people that like good things hate it because you made a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You get stuff like Quantumania.
Yeah. Quantumania is exactly that, where you're like, we're trying to go, you go so middle of the road, you make nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And milk toast of a goddamn film.
I always remember something you've said, I don't know if on air or off air, but the whole thing about like, referencing someone else to being like, well, on the internet, the scariest thing is you never realize is that you are moments away from arguing with a teenager.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or you're moments away from being exposed to the
anonymity
of
being,
a teenager.
Yeah, of being online means that the people you're chatting to is just a username, but they could be 13.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever talk to a 13-year-old in real life. They've got nothing to say to me. I got nothing to say to them. But online, one of them could be like, Star Wars is bad. Well, if they say, I'm ignoring that. I'm not getting involved.
Or like, hey, the prequel.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like,
the prequels
who
are better
that?
Than the original trilogy and your gay.
Yeah. Oh. Can you believe what someone's saying about me online?
Dude, click on their profile. I bet they're 13.
Fuck,
they are.
It's you. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, suck shit.
Oh, fuck.
You can lie on the internet. No one can stop you.
Yeah, so I don't know. And it's always that thing where it's just that vocal like minority who are like this. And then again, like, you look at like some of the, the knee-jerk reaction to a lot of the media of like, or the producers of it, like, oh, we need to do this thing that
we've got to fix
because
it.
All these people are saying this thing that sucks, and then they go so hard that way, and then everyone's like, well, you ruined it.
Yeah.
Please, no one. The trick is the people that you're trying to please, they will never be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and the people who are like, I actually quite like that.
Yeah.
They're not there, like, you know, in the culture wars. They're not there fighting those weird little, those
That's
battles
why
there.
Like the TV
they're
show like, Yellowstone neat. Is so successful.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about Yellowstone.
Yeah. No one's going online being like, Yellowstone once again went woke.
Yellowstone
also is, I believe, deeply conservative.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's made by.
Yellowstone the TV show? I'm about to say something insane.
Are you about to think of confuse it with Yellow Jackets?
No. Is that TV show about how there's a hole in a guy's farm that goes to back in time? Like he's
They've done Yellowstone, but like in through the ages. So like, I don't know.
There's a guy who's got fantasy. A farm.
Isn't he like, isn't he maybe Mr. Yellowstone? Is he like, I own so much acreage and the government want to do something?
Maybe, but isn't
the
it
the series
like...
follows the Dutton family,
yeah.
owners of the largest rancid ranch in Montana.
The largest rancid ranch.
The yes. Yellowstone yes. Dutton Ranch,
uh-huh.
commonly called the Yellowstone.
Okay. Yeah.
The plot revolves around family drama at the ranch and the bordering Broken Rock Indian Reservation, Yellowstone National Park, and developers.
What's the show where the, it's like a guy wakes up to a buffalo in his house and the buffalo's from the past and he's got a hole in his yard that leads to cowboy times and... Maybe he has to go back to cowboy times. I don't know.
Let's find out.
I don't know if it's real.
This sounds like a fever dream you had, dude.
There's like a bunch of like Native American guys come out and they want their buffalo back.
They want their buffalo back.
Oh no, I gotta get up my little machine. What do I even Google?
You Google...
Magic Buffalo Appear to Man TV series?
TV show.
You simply... Hole. No, Jackson, I'll help you out. You Google Outer Range, which is the TV show I think you would describe it.
Thank God it's real. Thank God it's real, dude.
I think. I might be wrong, because the premise does just say Royal Abbott is a Wyoming rancher who is fighting for his land and family. He discovers a mysterious black void in the pasture after the arrival of Autumn, a drifter with connections to Abbott's ranch.
That sounds
While
like
the Abbott idea. Family copes with the disappearance of their daughter-in-law, Rebecca,
yeah.
they are pushed further to the brink when a rival family tried to take over their land.
That sounds right.
It doesn't say anything about going back to the past or a buffalo, just a black void.
Yeah, that could be the black void created by a buffalo.
Yeah.
You never know.
I've not seen it, so I can't say.
Yeah. Here we are.
Anyway,
Hang on.
Yes.
It doesn't say anything about the part. I'm just quickly scanning through.
People from cowboy times come to his
I'm just
house.
Quickly scanning through episode descriptions, and it doesn't appear.
He perhaps has to go back in time. Maybe that's a spoiler. How would I know that? How would I know what the, like, maybe in the last episode that's the reveal, but how would I know that if I've never seen the show?
What were you watching? What were you reading?
Throw a dead body in the hole.
Go to the last episode. Did they say the hole's from the past times? It is revealed that the hole in his yard goes to cowboy time.
Maybe that's season two.
Maybe.
They're driving a truck in the last episode. That doesn't sound cowboy.
How would I know?
So the Acolyte.
Yes.
Star Wars the Acolyte.
Wait,
oh,
whoa,
damn it.
Whoa,
I did my best. I tried to get us back on track. It's been some close to 40 minutes.
We're trapped here.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I did my best. As I can't move forward. I can try again in this moment of silence.
Are they past those?
Nope.
Are they past those? Is he from the past?
The family, it's the future, maybe?
There
is a bison.
I knew it!
That's not what I said, but it's a large ungulate.
There's a bison, and there's someone that's attacked by the bison, I think. It was really hard to read all of that, because it's like one of those Wikipedia pages where every episode has like a massive description.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so the
Acolyte. Like, a character is like, you've got a scar on your head from when you were hit earlier today. You're actually this person from the future.
Anyway, it wasn't back to the Acolyte.
Anyway, the Acolyte.
That was more about
it. The
cast
about
looks good.
Yeah, I think, look, with every Star Wars production that comes out,
yes,
I'm... oddly optimistic. I don't know why. I'm like, maybe this one will be good.
Well, you liked Andor. It makes sense.
I liked Andor so much.
Yeah, so it makes sense to be weirdly optimistic.
And I liked Andor for the Star Wars-y bits.
Yeah.
Where a spaceship did a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's just that there'd been the right amount of build-up so that the spaceship doing a cool thing felt like a culmination of something.
Yeah.
Not just like lights and colors for me to see.
Yeah. Is it partly because it's so tangentially related to like the other media? Like that we've had, so it can kind of be its own little thing.
What, Acolyte, you mean?
Both Acolyte and Andor.
I think that's the hope.
I think Acolyte could feature Yoda, but that's about
it. That's okay. He's a funny little guy.
Yeah. You'll get to visit his conservative past.
Yeah. He'll be pre-conservative.
Whoa. Mm,
whatever that is. I can't wait to get the new political leaning drop.
So, yeah, Yoda's old by the time we meet him, so it makes sense for him to have started on the left and then with age gets more conservative.
The Yoda Overton window.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Whoa, that just means that all of our parents are fuckwits.
Yeah, dude.
Not that our parents are conservative, just that old people are stupid.
Yes, yeah.
Well, the Overton window is maybe I wonder what the Overton window in Star Wars is. I wonder if we'll explore that in the High Republic. I don't think so. The premise of this is just basically a murder mystery.
Yeah, crimes have been happening, and they're like, someone's killing the Jedi.
So in the trailer that we see, that one Jedi fighting that one assassin.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the main Jedi who's like trying to hunt this down, or is that going to be like, one of the deaths?
I really wish that when we watched the trailer...
I paid more attention.
Yes.
Oh, well, whatever. You know, we can surmise.
That's the show. We basically speculate.
So I reckon that's going to be like one of the many deaths, I guess, they have to investigate. Okay. Or the honeypot. That's going to
That's the starting.
They've set, and then they're like, you think things are going to go a bit, but then she eats shit and dies.
I believe the assassin we see.
Yes.
And I could be fucking this up.
Okay.
He's actually the main character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the Padawan? Yeah. So she's the Padawan. A former Padawan learner who is now a dangerous warrior. Uh-huh. And the reason I wish I paid more attention is because I know Amandla Steinberg from other movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steinberg. Wait. Don't know how to say her name.
That's okay.
Sorry, Amandla. I'm going to go Stenberg.
Okay.
I'm changed, just throwing it out, a different one.
All right. Do what you got, man.
She's in Buddies, Buddies, Buddies and other stuff. I've seen her in movies. I recognize her face, mm-hmm. but I just wasn't. I was watching The Acolyte with face blind.
Yeah, famous for it.
Anyway, so she's the main character of the mm-hmm. series, and she is an assassin now, I guess.
Okay.
And she rejoins with her Jedi Master, who is... an actor I don't know.
Yeah.
So if it's that kind of like, all right, so let's see here... So if we have something like, all right, so she's a former Padawan, like she left the Jedi Order because maybe she saw that sort of corruption.
Yeah.
And I want to say corruption, like not Sith corruption, like people being shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And like either through apathy or just through like their own, you know, choice or selfish things.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, even though it's like in the original trilogy or whatever it is, where it's like, oh yeah, these are the Jedi tenets.
You
must not. Fuck, no possessions.
Whatever. The fuck they're doing. Yeah,
the kind of doctrine that they have, and maybe that wasn't sort of a part of it in the
initial. Okay, so you're saying like at the end of this, they're like, we got to fucking figure our shit out.
Like, because there's this political structure that they have, and then there is what comes next.
Which
is also not great.
Not perfect.
And then you know that kind of leads to you know the pathway to fascism.
Mm.
Which is, you know, against whatever the first, the prequels were. So whatever this political leaning is could be, the thing that kind of leads to them having that, okay, there was that sort of corruption of like human nature where we were a bit hedonistic, we loved to do this, we didn't care about that. And maybe it's like, oh yeah, the Jedi turned assassin is kind of like, you know, okay, well I'm the one hunting either...
I'm taking care of business every day while you guys just sit around with lightsabers up your ass.
I'm just trying to think, is it like there's deaths happening through Jedis. Is it actually like that assassin that's doing it, or is it they're assassinating other people, other Jedis, but then someone's assassinating other Jedis? And so it's kind of like, we're killing the bad Jedis, but they're killing the good Jedis.
I'm pretty sure from the trailer we get that this assassin or warrior, Amandla Stenberg, I'm saying it differently now.
Okay.
She's in the scene where the red lightsaber is thrown at them, so it's not her.
Well, yeah. I'm just wondering if it's the premise is starting with like, okay, who's killing these Jedi? Is it good Jedis that are getting God? Is it bad Jedis that are getting God? Or is it bad Jedis that everyone thinks is good Jedis?
I think it would be pretty funny if they delineated the Jedis into good and bad based on the fact that in the trailer they're like, it's not about good and bad.
But if they were like,
there is good Jedi and bad Jedi.
I mean like as in good and bad. Yeah. I'm just using very much shorthand. Mm. As in...
it'll be like power hungry and people that are actually wanting to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so it can be like...
it's not about good or bad, it's about power.
Yes. Yeah.
So the assassin basically going, right, okay, I'm there doing my assassin biz. Yeah. And maybe then being like, yeah, dude.
Briefly possessed by a very camp German man.
Assassin doing assassin business, maybe not killing Jedi. Maybe they get contracted to assassinate some Jedi. They're like, well, that seems like a hard task to do, but maybe I'm up for it.
Well, is it?
You know what? Yeah. I got exactly this. Okay, so. So new Padawan, old Padawan, who is now warrior slash assassin. Probably bounty hunter, now that I think about it. It's fucking Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They're doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. Then we've got their former Jedi Master and their new Padawan. The new Padawan's played by X-23 from Logan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Jedi Master and new Padawan teamed up. Someone's killing the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Master's like, I got to get to the bottom of this, and I know someone that might know. Mm. Goes to see old Padawan, who's like, why have you come here? Old Padawan attacks Master, which is what that fight is.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet you're right. Because then you get the good thing of the old Master being like, we got to work together. We don't like each other.
Yeah.
We got to fucking work together
to kill this new bad guy.
And then using, like, the contact they have with their bounty hunting slash assassin ways.
And then
they can get to the bottom of what the fuck's going on.
And then the old Master will die.
Yeah.
And the old Master will be like, my Padawan's not ready
you
yet.
You got to train my to train the Padawan now.
Just like what happens in the next movie.
Or could it be like maybe the old the old Master, the one that, like, you know, is like, I gotta go get my Padawan back.
Old Master could be bad.
Is that using her to kill her political rivals or whatever?
Killing
the Jedi rivals. So it's kind of like, hey, someone's killing all these people. We need to, like, you know, find them down, whatever. And then, like, oh yeah, I this person. And then, like, you know, basically, like, setting this person onto these people, and the assassin character is like, oh, I'm doing good.
I'm getting the right people.
Oh, I'm one of them good assassins.
Yeah.
I'm an assassin for justice. But really, they're being, you know, manipulated into doing the Jedi's dirty work.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it'll be interesting to see who's sort of like the villain of this movie.
Yeah, I don't
because
think...
whether it's an individual person or if it's very clearly the system or I just don't know.
So
I'm thinking
the cast list has these characters.
Okay,
I won't use names. I'll just use how they're described. A former Padawan learner who is now a dangerous warrior.
Mm-hmm.
A respected Jedi Master.
Mm-hmm.
A former smuggler who now lives a life of leisure.
Okay.
Sol's young Padawan learner. So Sol is the master mentioned. A by-the-book Jedi Knight and Temple Guardian.
Okay.
The leader of a coven of Force witches.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a...
Hell yeah.
Okay.
A leader in the Jedi Order who rose to prominence as a young prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
A Wookiee Jedi who lives a solitary life.
That's the best news.
Yeah.
A Jedi Master.
Okay.
I like this Wookiee Jedi.
Well, it could be bad. As in, it could be like there's a Jedi, one of the Jedis is secretly using this coven of Force-sensitive Sith witches or whatever to, like, achieve his own ends. Mm-hmm. And it's the bad guy in this is bad because he started to trend toward the dark side.
Yeah.
Rather than for any, like, larger or more human reason.
What a hell. A fucking crazy swing for the fence by me.
Yeah, I'd love
to. This is going to be a Star Wars take on Macbeth.
Whoa! Well, you got a coven of witches. Toil, bubble, and troil.
Toil?
Toil, bubble, and
troil. Broil. It's not toil, to trouble and toil.
No, I know, but you said troil.
I said troil. I did say troil.
It really threw me.
Yeah. Bubble, toil, and trouble.
Macduff?
Bubble, toil, and troil.
Well, I'm guessing that it will be... The Master and new Padawan will be Macbeth and Lady Macbeth.
Yeah, okay.
And then Macduff will be the old Padawan that we follow.
Who's Duncan?
The Wookiee.
Gotta kill him. Gotta kill. If we kill the Wookiee, then we become king of the Wookiees.
We become the Wookiee?
It's Macbeth, baby. There's witches. There's a coven of witches.
Okay. How about this, then? So the coven of witches.
It's Othello. You're right.
Yeah. So the coven of witches. So it's, you know, seen as like, okay, the coven of witches, or they're leaning towards the dark side. Oh, we have to, like, exterminate him, take him out, whatever. This could be like a whole, like, or this is maybe why they're the coven of witches, and maybe it's like, hey, we're just force sensitive, and we do these kind of things in our home planet. We do this and blah blah blah, and then maybe one of the instigating incidences, or maybe why someone has, like, distrust in the Jedi, is because they're like, no, They are using their force for corruption and personal gain, and they should be taken out. And so they don't. So they just go in there very much like as zealots, and slaughter them or like take them out, and you know just leave a couple of survivors accidentally on their part, like you know their part, because then they're like, well, we don't like the Jedi, that's why we don't like it. I think we're going to see maybe some of. Hopefully, we get to see some of this where it's like, yeah, this is when maybe some of the Jedi were a bit more like religious zealots
to
be like, you're using the force powers for your own.
You need to be using them within our system or whatever.
This is the doctrine that we have, and you're going against that, so you must be punished. Mm. And maybe that's why you have, like, say, the Wookiee living by himself, being like, no.
I don't need any of
that. Hopefully, finally, another Grey Jedi. Please.
Yeah.
They're never going to do a Grey Jedi.
I know, as much as I want to.
Yeah. Because you can't show a Grey Jedi in a movie properly, I don't think, whilst keeping it Star Wars-y, because... You would have to introduce someone that's apathetic, basically.
Yeah.
Because that's how you show it in a movie. But then they have to stay apathetic.
Yeah.
Because then if they make a decision, they don't seem like a Grey Jedi anymore.
Yeah.
Although, what's her name? Isn't she a Grey Jedi? The one that you love saying the name of wrong. Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. I don't know.
Mm.
Isn't she?
I don't know, dude.
She walked away from the Jedi Council.
Well, I think it's just like, again, the definition of a Grey Jedi to me is just more like, look, this whole light... Dark side is just, come on, guys, there's a better way of doing this. That's just kind of like, I would much prefer someone who was like, I'm a force user and I do things largely for the great, you know, for the good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like, stop it with the religious zealotry, you fucks. My swing for the fence is that we're going to get a sneaky Darth Revan.
Who's that?
From KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic.
Whoa.
We're going to get a little sneaky... someone wearing a mask or something like that.
That's crazy.
And no one will care except for maybe
Certainly, it'll go online.
Yeah.
People will tweet about it.
Yeah.
Okay, people will kill themselves, I think, if that happens.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe people do care. I don't know.
Because Knights of the Old Republic is like one of the... It's one of the only non-woke Star Wars frontiers. Disney can't wreck it. If they put Dark Revan in, you'll know that this is set in the High Republic, and the game is from Star Wars
the old,
Knights of the Old Republic.
But I thought they got rid of that canon or whatever.
They did, but the Old Republic still
exists. Aren't people just furious that they got rid of the old canon anyway?
Yeah.
You can't please.
Okay, how about this? And someone wearing a cracked mask.
Maybe
a little cameo there.
Like an Easter egg.
Oh, that was, Revan's bloody mask. It's worth
What's my swing?
A little bit of a circle there in the trailer. And like,
I don't know who Darth Revan is. That's fine, I'm sorry. Dude.
It's the spoilers. The person you play as in... Knights of the Old Republic.
I've never played Knights of the Old Republic.
Dude, you'd kill yourself if you played Darth.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd hate it so much. I'll try to avoid it, dude. You wouldn't be able, because you can't, you can try and low look through the game of not reading, but then because it's a bit old, you need to be looking. You need to be paying attention, otherwise it will not tell you. You will just won't know where to go.
I'll get lost and turn it off.
Yeah. And then if you do pay attention, you're just being bombarded with Star Wars.
Yeah. I wasn't going to play it anyway.
You're done.
It's not for me.
Don't ever play it.
Don't even think about playing it.
My swing for the fences is that this somehow includes a like huge flash forward, and we get like characters from the... original trilogy in here somehow. Like a flash forward to Luke training with Yoda. Like Yoda cameo, flash forward to Yoda and Luke.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. How do you see that happening?
As like a kind of like, this is where it ends up, kind of.
The Force witches show someone.
Yeah, like this is what's going to happen. This is where everything arrives at. Yeah.
Maybe the Force witches are like, hey, here are the options of like the pathways. Maybe we see like a good Anakin.
Gannikin or Bannikin.
Yeah, Gannikin or Bannikin. Yeah. And then we got Bempra and Gempra.
Master Goodyear and Master Badyear.
Is that Yoda?
Yeah.
Why is he not Boda and Goda?
Different names for different characters.
I don't know how it works.
Hey, I fucked up.
I don't know how it works, so that's okay. Do we think this will be good? Do we think this will be a good TV show?
I think that it's going to be one of those fucking things. Look, let's refer to it as the Ghostbusters 2016 problem.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Which is, and Rise of Skywalker absolutely falls into this, but Ghostbusters 2016 is where it kind of, I feel like it is most evident.
Yeah.
You release something that's not good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's not bad, it's just fine.
Yeah.
Mm.
But because the internet has decided they hate it before it comes out, mm-hmm. it's not good enough to save it. So yes. people that might have liked it don't like it because it's nothing.
Yeah.
And then the people that were already screaming that it's wrecked everything hate it even more.
So it just gets and then it pile just gets driven absolutely... into the, yeah.
Anyway, this feels like that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of cancels itself out almost.
Has there ever been a piece of media where the internet has hated it initially when it was announced or whatever, but then it turned out and was like, oh, yeah.
The prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
No, actually, most things, right? Yeah. Like The Dark Knight, everyone like, oh, my God, how dare they get Heath Ledger as the Joker? And oh, then wait, they're like, oh, he's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Jared Leto was the Joker in Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's incredible. Barry Keoghan is the Joker in the Batman.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think even Michael Keaton has recently gone on to be like, the people who gave a shit about my casting as Batman, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, people hated it. There was like magazine covers being like, Batman fucked.
Yeah, because like at that point, he was more of a comedic actor?
Yeah,
he was Beetlejuice. Sure. Yeah. Nice fucking model! Honk!
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, maybe
the
everyone
juice is loose.
The juice
is loose.
I think everybody just likes to complain.
Yes, dude.
But no, have movies come back from this? No.
Like I was gonna say, more recent times. No. Now that like with the advent of internet and being so
the angry. Only thing, because the problem is, even if things do come back from it, everything that is like super well received has a negative like swing anyway. Like for example, the closest I can think of, if people screaming online about how something's fucked and awful and the worst is The Last of Us Part 2.
Oh yeah.
Which then when it did come out, a lot of people were like, oh no, this is great and the story is harrowing.
Yeah.
But then like 2 months later, people were like, actually, no, it's bad again.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think, like, back in, say, you know, the 90s and the 2000s, it was just like, oh, you had, like, a bad theatrical run or whatever. But then it would just make itself up in, like,
video
DVD
sales,
and video sales and Blu-ray, and that was, like, some of the
in the 90s. 1992, it's when I bought all my Blu-rays.
I said 90s and the 2000s, and the 2010s. But these days, it's kind of like, you know, okay, it's not really for the, like, it's not going to do well in the theatrical release, and then streaming is kind of mostly for tax write-offs, and, like, it's just, like, where do things
There's
find
no
that,
way
like,
to bounce back, really, anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, you got streaming, but...
Yeah,
we could live through the death of movies, and that's exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
what would we turn into? What are we speculating on? What we're gonna do today?
Yeah,
what'll happen if I hit Dusha with a bat? My swing for the fence is he'll die.
My swing for the fence is that I'll catch it and then I'll hit you with the bat.
Oh, I'll die.
Yeah.
Definitely but some serious bodily harm.
The feeling I get from this trailer is that The Acolyte's going to be 3 to 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Depending on the episode. Yeah. And it won't be good enough that people care about it. And the people that already think that it's wrecked Star Wars will be screaming about it. Then people get on YouTube and be like, hello, my dear followers and subscribers. Another day, another Disney woke Star Wars has ruined the legacy. And Disney Plus has lost $8.3 billion, and this is a win for YouTube.
Yep. Brumfy 645 will scroll through the trailer again and be like, woke, and that'll be
woke.
8-hour stream, $10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we're living in the dying days of humanity, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Of humanity?
Yeah, brother. Have you seen the climate?
Yeah.
Clock's ticking on this old thing we call being alive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Basil Speculation.
You've wasted an hour of your last moments on Earth.
Yeah, doesn't really matter, I guess, hey?
It could be good, it could be bad. Clock's ticking on us anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be not good enough for it to make any difference, and not bad enough that it'll be offensive, and you're going to die soon.
Yeah, well, I guess we've become the apathetic. Yeah.
A momentary diversion on the road to the grave.
We're
maybe.
Too loud to be apathetic. Well,
that's a good point.
We talked for an hour about it.
I know.
We're not
we didn't have to do this.
Apathy about it would have been like, who cares?
Yeah.
And then,
talk about some show about a hole in a vault, maybe.
Maybe.
No, anyway, time's ticking up. Time's ticking up.
Time's ticking up.
Time's ticking.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be good. I think it'll look good. I like the cast.
The writing team sounds cool.
I liked the imagery.
Yeah.
I liked some of the trailer has like a, it has that fake Disney Plus feel though, and I don't like that because Andor doesn't have that.
Remember the trailer for Andor where it was like doom doom, there was a guy hitting that big awesome hammer and you were like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
no trailer's really given me that since the Star Wars trailer where I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm excited, my heart is racing. This does give me Ahsoka or Obi-Wan vibe.
It's serving Ahsoka.
It's serving Ahsoka. It's giving Ahsoka. But I'm still optimistic, like I said at the top of the episode. For some reason, part of me is still like, maybe Star Wars could be good.
I really wish with Star Wars and just things in general, I had more time in my day.
Yeah.
Because I would love to just like power through all the Star Wars TV shows now to be like, what have I missed and what's good?
Yeah.
But I don't have time.
No.
He's like, apparently the Bad Batch is all right. Yeah. Maybe.
People say that.
I've heard more like the Medium Batch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They release too much stuff.
Yeah, they make too many movies, dude.
Yeah.
Yep. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. We just said The Acolyte's a movie. We know it's a TV show. Don't worry about correcting us. You're going to die soon. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys. Yeah. See you in heaven.
Bye.